I'm just talking about let's record the podcast again. So I'm just gonna sit this up here. I'll sit it back over here. In order to get the podcast up and going. So anyway, let me run it back real quick for you guys, man. Real fast, okay? 5 seconds. Fast. Basically I met this guy. I'm bringing this back for the people on the podcast. I met him at his job. He comes in, I get in the car, we talk, chop it up, real nice conversation. He invites me to his house, comes pick me up around 8 o'clock that night, and we get to his house, and he's kind of like rushing to, and I already made up my mind, I don't want to have sex with this man the first night because the conversation was good and I liked him, I was interested. So he kind of directed the situation into where it ended up in the bedroom and basically kind of forced himself on me. So this is a question for you guys, okay? When I say forced himself on me, initially, I did not necessarily want to have sex. I already knew that. I didn't want to have sex with him. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't even prepared to have sex with him. And I made sure that I wasn't prepared because, you know, in order so that it would give me that no, you know? So, but anyhow, he's like, I'm trying to push him off of me and he still forced himself onto me and like throws my arms back like stop and literally was like telling me stop pushing him away. And this is my first time meeting this man, first day I met him, you know, so I don't really know him at all. He doesn't really know me, and like I said, I'm just wanted to kind of just let it happen. I was like, I'm just gonna let this happen because I'm not gonna fight this man. He can show me around his house. He got ninja stars, fucking all kind of shit, bow and arrows, sticks, all kind of martial arts stuff that can whoop and hurt somebody. So I said, you know what, I don't want to fight this man. He's much stronger than me too. I'm just gonna lay back. I'm gonna let this happen. Boom. He's taking me home. Vibe is totally different. Okay. We listening to what's that song? You gave me all your pussy. You know, y'all, whoever know that song know what I'm talking about. Basically, talking about the song that he was playing on the back. And now, I can't remember. I think it's Nate Dogg or somebody like that in that song. And basically talking about how he don't got too much more respect for a girl after he had sex with her. I don't know what that was about. I don't know why that song was, he had that song playing on the way back. Because on the way, when he picked me up and took me to his house, it was all nice, smooth jazz. Motherfucker had a fedora hat on. You understand? Like looking all smooth and jazzy. On the way home, after he got the cookies, he playing the, you gave me all your pussy. And now, you know, all this other shit. And I'm like, what the fuck? You know, I'm looking at, he got on a hoodie now. He all thugged out now. I'm like, okay, what is this? Okay. So here's my question to you guys. With that little small, now mind you, I end up being with him for the next 3 years. Now, after which, now that was a situation that also I forced upon him because, and I'll be honest with you, because I knew what I was doing. Because I didn't appreciate how he forced himself onto me. And I wasn't ready for that. So I said, okay, you know what? Now, and this is another reason I didn't want to do it. Because I know for me, when I engage in that type of intimacy, yes, I definitely can say I can develop attachments and feelings very quickly. So I didn't want to do that. But he did that at that point and created those feelings, and I said, you know what? Now you're gonna take responsibilities for those children. That's how I looked at it. I said, because look, these feelings that you've created are that this is our child. That's those feelings that I have for you. Now we have to nurture them, and you're gonna take care of them. You know, because that's what you wanted to do. As I didn't want that. You know, okay. So boom, I made that motherfucker take a responsibility for that. We were together for the next 3 years. I moved in that motherfucking everything. You understand? And he even now he talks about how you snaked your way into my house. I'm like, whatever, nigga. It ain't make no difference to me. Excuse my language, guys. It ain't make no difference to me. Because just like it didn't make no difference to you, you know, don't get me wrong. We had a really good relationship. I think we learned a lot from each other. We were able to teach each other one another. He's still my really, really good friend of mine now. At some point I think I probably will have him on the podcast though. Definitely to call in so we can maybe kind of shed some light on things that went on in our relationship and how it went on, because we had some fun now. Don't get it fucked up. We had us a good time. A lot of our experiences were awesome. You know, we had some really good times. Like I said, I learned a lot from him as well. He was 12 years older than me, and yeah, it was just that was my first. That was like I got the opportunity to really see what it's like to take on the position as a mother. You know what I'm saying? Even though it was a stepmother, I mean, for me, I'm very maternal anyway. Just naturally, you know, I have that. That's just something, that nurturing spirit or that nurturing type of personality. That's just me. But so that was easy for me. But it was something different. I remember when something happened to where I actually felt like I was being controlled by my instinct at that point. You know what I'm saying? And it was, you know, in order to keep the children safe, his kids, he has four children. And, three children and one stepchild. We ain't gonna talk about the other shit. Okay. Those possibles and those maybes and all that other stuff. So, I can't believe no one's called yet. Well, it's fine. I'm okay. I'm running my mouth. But, anyway, like I said, the situation was really awesome, and we're still really good friends. Gave me our first time I was able to have probably the closest I'll ever get, because I don't want children. That's the only thing, I don't want children. I can still have kids if I want, maybe not bear them, but I can definitely be part of the creation or the creating process. But it's just that I don't want children. You know, I'm like, it's not for me. So, yeah, what I want to know from you guys is your views on polygamy, monogamy, and if you guys, from what I told you about that story, the first day that him and I met, would you have considered that rape? Or how would you guys have considered? Because for me personally, I would have never said that. You know, I would have never, accused him of anything like that. I would have never, but even though I felt very violated, I felt very upset. I was really upset with him. Like, I really was. Like, when I left, I was, you know, I cried that whole day because I really genuinely did not want things to go in that direction the first night. I really did not. And, you know, I mean, even to the point where I had just moved to Delaware. I think I probably was there. I think I met him I met him my 13th month of my transition. So that was May, June, July. Yes, it was in June. Yes, June. Yes, it was in June of my 13th. It was my 13th month of into my transition. So I was fairly new. You understand? It was like fresh transition, you know? And I don't know. It was just, it was really disappointing to me for it to go down that way, and I was really hurt. But I still wouldn't have went as far as to say he raped me. You know what I'm saying? But I do know girls, and I do know females, probably even males, that would disagree. You know, but like little black, no, that was, you know, it's borderline. You know what I mean? Because he was a bit rough, you know, and not too. No. I'm not taking that back. He was not rough at all. He was just being aggressive, and I didn't know I didn't know him, so I didn't know what that aggression meant. I didn't know how far that aggression could go, so I wasn't trying to fight against him. You know what I'm saying? So that's really what that was, more than anything. He wasn't like roughhousing on me or nothing like that. It wasn't that. But like I said, I would like to. Okay, so now I'm gonna start reading the comments, because I have not been reading y'all's comments. After we get off of here, then I'll go back and read the comments. The number should be in the comment box. It's not in the description box, but it should be in the comment box. Look, who is this? Tony? Tony Montana. Yeah, it's Tony Montana. Maybe in a little bit, I'll make show you, give you guys a clip of and who's in here, who's all in here. I really appreciate you guys. You know, I don't really make my videos this long, but I really appreciate you guys for hanging out with me and, you know, engaging with me in this conversation and being a part of my first podcast, okay? So now I'm going to start reading these. You know what, it should be on all streaming sites. It really should. I think I should have, it should be like three songs up right now. I was actually thinking about uploading a song tonight. That's the one I might preview for you guys. It's really, really, really vulgar, the song. It's really inappropriate is the word, but it's my song, my music, so I can say whatever I want to. It's my mouth. Okay, so I will play a little bit of that in just a second. I should be able to, and I might do a tarot card reading. If someone can maybe just give up there, just send me in the live chat your zodiac sign. I can do a quick reading for the zodiac sign and, you know, do that. You know, I would like for you guys, someone to possibly call in so that everyone could actually be a witness to the reading. You know what I mean? So you guys can see that. And all this stuff right now is free. It's like, I'm not charging anyone for the conversation. I don't get it twisted. Okay. Okay, so I see a Leo right there. Okay, that's good. I see Pisces, Leo, Sun. Okay, so if you're a Leo, wait. Pisces, Sun, Leo, Moon. Okay, so if you have a Leo Moon, I can, by me saying Leo, I can do two birds out of one stone by, because you should be able to get something from the Leo reading too. So we have, okay, so we got four. I see four. Okay, so we'll do it like this. So I'll try to do one for water signs, because I have all three of the water signs in the room. Hello, you guys. I love you so much. I love my water signs very, very much. Y'all are such sweethearts. Okay, I love y'all so, so very much. I have such great chemistry with you guys. It's matter of fact, the guy I was talking about is actually a Cancer. So that there goes the show. So we have, like I said, I can do one for the water signs, and that'll be one for all three of you guys. Then I can do one for Leo, and let me see. So I can give up two readings for that. And if we have time, I can give more individual readings. I don't want this to be too long, you know, without any breaks in between. So, I mean. Okay. Take a rest. Okay. So where are my cards? Oh, I thought I had them right here though. Okay, so I'll just do right here. Okay. Okay, so I'm gonna do the one for Leo first, okay? Again, as far as the music is on Spotify, so listen, guys, I'm just going to go ahead and plug this in right quick. I put in the live chat here is the, what is this? The podcast address where you can go, you know, get onto the podcast. I'm trying to do this like once a week or something. And I was in the beginning, as things are going on, I would probably still do it on YouTube as well. Eventually, I probably do want to monetize it. So, you know, we'll just see how it grows. You guys have grown with me. Okay. So, okay. Let's see. What was I saying? Okay. So, there's that. We'll do, I'm going to do Leo first. Just because, first off, Leo, I see that there is a third-party situation possibly that you are involved in that you just cannot let go of. This is the topic of the conversation. Hello. The cheating. The third party situation, come on, hello. And it's someone you just cannot break away from, you cannot let go of. Please, if this is making any sense to you, please make sure that you let me know. Okay, so there is, let me see. Okay. This situation, I want to say, looks like it involves children too. This is for the female that's in the situation that's involved with this. This is for the Leo. Okay. It looks, wow. Okay. It looks like the woman or the female energy possibly does not know what's going on. Well, she might know about the third party situation. But she might know about the children, but she does. There's something that she does. Something missing that hasn't been told. It might be another child. I can take a question. Jenna, please, if you have a question, I would love, if possible, if you could, maybe we don't have to do the calls tonight. Maybe we don't have to do the calls. I can do questions. That's cool, too. Whatever. But like I said, if you would like to call, the number is right there in the description box. I really would like to, you know, have a dialogue with you guys. That's really what I'm aiming for. But let's see. Okay, so one of these situations, the triangle of the point of the love triangle. Oh, shit. The point of the love triangle is... Wow, that is telling me it could be now there could be drugs involved, and that, like, and they might be the drugs themselves that actually is kind of, it's like y'all's relationship kind of goes hand in hand with it. I'm not trying to call anybody out, but I'm just telling you what I see here. And yes, definitely a toxic situation, very, very toxic. What can I see here? Now, it looks like you probably tried to walk away from this woman. I don't know that this is the, but she coined down on me. She got her money in order. Maybe, no, it's that she maybe, yes. It looks like you probably walked away from her. Yes. Yes, definitely. But you came back. You come back every time. It's like, there's no letting go. This person could possibly be like around 34, 35 maybe. The female in the situation, 34, 35. I see. Let's see. What else I can see? Let's see. I see young kids, like not even the age of 10 yet. Maybe you'll have like 3, 5, and 7. Maybe 9, 5, 7, or 9. Or that could be the shape of one of the ladies. The shape of one of the ladies, very, you know, probably shaped kind of like me, actually. And she could possibly even be a Taurus, Virgo, or Pisces. Ooh. Yeah. Well, it looks as though, now this is the Leo. This is for the Leos here. Like I said, only it just keeps talking about, a relationship that possibly went sour, there being outside child or outside children, but and there was a separation due to this outside influence, this third party situation. But I do see whoever walked away coming back, and also, because you gotta remember now, this is a general reading for like Leos all across the board, so that's some of my that's Sun, Moon, and Rising, and so it may not fit exactly, but just pick up the messages that are for you, okay? Because definitely that. Okay. Also, I see someone having legal issues. A Leo having some type of legal issues. I see a Leo that is having erectile dysfunction, and possibly was wounded in the private area. And you're probably either wounded in a private area, or is having some type of, when I say wounded, I mean like, that's that card talks about wounds. It could be anything, you know what I'm saying? It could be anything, some type of wound. And that's about it, all I have for the, and the communication is going to get better. Someone was not telling you the truth. No, you weren't telling truth to the female energy in the situation. Jenna, give me a second. I'll give you a second. Let's see what it says. pharmacy. That was cool. That was nice. It was pretty informative. Okay, so we have, this is reading for the water signs, okay? I have relationships. I see relationships with I see sisters in here. I see older women. I see grandparents. I see I see like someone that's probably like a grandmother. That's probably like, it could be even a mother. She's like bright and pale, I see, or I'm hearing. And she's probably either, I want to say 60, like 68. And then I see, I see a couple here that is, it looks like the Pisces, I mean, I was going to say a Pisces in the Scorpio, relationship. The female, I would say, is the, oh, I'm saying Cancer, Pisces and Cancer relationship, I think I'm seeing here. It looks like the Cancer, she's something else, honey. She's very, 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 like, she has a lot of energy, this person. That is crazy. Yeah, she is, Pablo. Pablo, tú hablas español, okay? Well, she seems like she's like kind of very to the point where she might want sex probably a lot more than you. Like to the point where you're like, God damn, I like fuck around. You know, that's what I'm seeing. Let's see. It also looks as though, hold on now. It looks like you probably, if Pablo, if this matches for you, if this matches for you, then I'm just gonna put it like this. I don't want to step on anyone's toes or tell anybody's business, but I'm just gonna, this is a general reading for all the signs, okay? So but there's a scenario here. I see there's a situation here that I see. Ooh, hold on now, hold on, wait. Let me see. Okay, so there's a couple where the Cancer female, and she could be any of the water. Somebody's 13 or 14. There's a son. Okay, so there's three different people. There's 13, there's 14. All three of y'all have a child around that age. And I see that, this shit's crazy. One of the scenarios is that the guy was married. And, hold on. Okay, got it. Anyway, I'm gonna go ahead and say this and then I gotta go. But whoever this is for, there's a message that they're taking advantage of you. It's three people and they're taking advantage of you. Okay, so there's that. And then let's see, I can't listen to anything else right now. I just gotta just go and get this part out now. Oh, you got three women. That's what it is. Okay, maybe three women and one of the, two women and one of the, three women, one of them has a child. Shit, that child might be like an older child. He might be 20, then I see 32. No, I see 20. Then there's one that's 15 and there's one that's 13. Now, you're getting fulfilled, but not enough. They're using you. What else am I seeing? But it looks as though you left, like the guy left his main girl for that cancer woman. And yeah, I'll definitely save this live. But you and it looked like they probably even fought. Like they probably got into a physical fight. Like there was like a real, like an actual like physical fight. But what I'm here to tell you right now is that the one that the other woman, she might be like a Gemini or an air sign, period. She could be an air sign. Smooth black hair, I'm hearing. She's gonna come back, the one with the sun. I see her coming back to try to work things out. She's gonna come in, like the Cancer lady, she's not having it. But, matter of fact, she probably already tried to start something up, but the Cancer lady blocked this shit off. Like, she was like, uh-uh. Yeah, Aquarius is an air sign. Yes, definitely. Aquarius is definitely an air sign. Oh, thank you, Tony Montana, about the eyelashes. Yeah, so, I do see she's going to try to come back in for, she wants like a totally new beginning. She wants to start over with you. And, okay, she's taking advantage of you as well, bottom line. She's taking advantage, that's the message, and the message is coming through very clearly. She's taking advantage of you as well. She's going to try to come back in acting as if she wants, you know, a new beginning, and like she wants to, I'm seeing 6565, or 5656. I don't know what those numbers mean. Maybe she's 5'6 in height, I don't know. Or two, a set of twins maybe, that are paternal twins. They might be the same height, but they don't look alike. One is probably like darker or something like that than the other. Or it could be two females that look similar, that are maybe have like same birthday, same thing, that are that you're juggling too. I also see one of them that you really like, you're really attracted to. If that's the females, if that's, you know, if it's, I don't know if it's a set of twins, it could possibly even be a set of twins, but I see that you're probably going to move forward with one of them, and it's going to probably be the one that has the darker skin. She had her walls up at first. She was probably kind of mean to you to begin with, but yeah, but she's definitely gonna, that's probably who you're gonna move forward with. Or who you should, either, like I said, because this could be a young person too. This doesn't necessarily have to be a person that you're in an intimate relationship with. This person could be somebody, like a relative or somebody, but that's who you need to invest your energy in, and your time into, and that person. But that's the one that's not trying to take advantage of you. Okay? And that's all I have for you guys. I'm sorry. I apologize if it was scattered and all over the place, but the messages were to get out to you guys. Oh, look, it was 11:11. Well, 1:11:11. On the time, the amount of time that it was. But those messages were for you guys. I'm hearing tennis. I'm hearing Genesis. One more question? Any more questions before I go? They telling me to stay. I'm tired. I need a little break. Somebody's sister is over aggressive. This is what they just telling me to stay. Well, okay. So you're saying your next relationship. I just told you. I think that was for you. I believe that was for you. She's probably going to be a fire sign. I don't know if you know her or not, but if you don't know her, you're probably going to meet her through someone. Like, through someone that you know. But I see two at the same time. Dang, yo. You have a lot of women. That's all I can say. And it's like constantly changing. It's constantly changing. It's going to constantly be changing. But I do see you going to be with somebody. Or you. But it's going to be a fight, honey. That's what I do see. It's going to be a fight. Somebody has you blocked. That's the one you thought that you were going to be with. She's spying on you. Like, checking your social media. Thank you, BB. Like, watching your social media. And she knows that you're juggling these women. And, like, but the thing about it is, I think what's cool is, what I do see is that you're it looks to me like you're probably financially stable. You kind of live your life like a single man. I do miss Delaware Charles. I really do. I'll get back to that in a second. But it seems like you treat everyone fairly and you treat them all equally, it looks like. But I'm gonna tell you something. You need some rest, because everything is gonna be there. All of the things that you think that you're gonna miss if you get some rest are still gonna be there. So there's gonna be an apology come from someone that somebody that is not exactly who you want or what you want, but it's like y'all can't let go of one another. I'm getting the energy of Stillwaters is what I'm hearing. Cool Waters, possibly. I don't know if that's the cologne someone wears, but I'm getting that energy. But it kind of makes me feel like at home, feeling like a calming type of energy. He said, "I miss Wawa." Yes, and that's the type of energy that she brings to you. And it's like you don't have to feel alone. You don't have to feel like, what's the word? You can just let your hair down. You can be comfortable with this person. It's like, you know, I'm seeing the number. Y'all might even have a child together. I'm seeing 80, 89 or 98. I don't know if that's looking to me like a year of the birth, 1999, 1998, 5'9", those are definitely what I'm seeing. 5'9", definitely 5'9". That probably is height. Well, my information is there. You know, you're welcome to 478-478. I don't know if that's an area code for somebody or let's see. Yeah, 478. I think that's the only thing I can see out of the area code. So maybe the child, that if there's, you have a son or could be even a daughter, that maybe 59, 1989 or 1998, 1999, but definitely 59. Probably lives at a distance from you. Oh God, please. I'm sorry. Some separation. I see some. Oh wow. Yeah, probably separated from a young age. 86. I see 86, 1986. Maybe sibling, brothers, sisters, separated. Wow, that's crazy. But one of them was like adopted or kind of like I kind of want to say exile, but that's not the word I want to use, but like kind of like sent off to another family member or something, or I don't know. That's what I'm seeing. So anyways, guys, I don't know who these messages are for. Yes, and I do see them. I see this person coming to visit. That's what I see. They're coming to visit. Yeah, and it may have been a situation to where the mother had two children. It looks like they had different fathers, unless they're twins, like twins that don't look alike, though. I can't remember what kind that is. But one of them was probably sent away to maybe the grandparents or something, or the aunt took the child. Somebody took one of the kids. One of them was sent off. Like I said, I'm seeing 1998. I'm seeing 1999. I'm seeing the number. I'm seeing 59. And I'm seeing 478. So if that message is going for anybody, I hope so. I gotta get out of here. I'm tired. I want to take me a little rest. I need a little break. This is like takes a lot of energy up. Oh shit. This was a long ass podcast. I completely forgot that I was on here. Is it still on? Oh my goodness. I think it went off. Is it on? Ooh. I don't know how long it was on there, but anyhow, we're going to do this again next time, y'all. Vincent, why don't you send me an email? It would be better and more secure for you if you just send that to my email. You know, I'll put it in back again. Selena, come on, like the room. And 2020, like the year, at gmail.com. Okay? So, anyways, I gotta get out of here, y'all. Whew, that woke me out. I'm tired, y'all. But I enjoy doing the readings. I really do. I really do. Anyway, I love you guys. Okay, please, Pablo, send me an email, please. And I'll talk to you guys later. Thank you so much, guys, for tuning in. I want to say thank y'all so much because people stayed. It was somebody in the room the whole time. And it's been going on. This has been an hour and 20 minutes. Thank you, thank you, thank you so, so, so very much. I love you guys. Keep me energized and keep me doing this. Again, my social media platforms are all Selena Simone. I have OnlyFans if you down with that type of thing, because you know where some of y'all might know, but not everybody know my history in entertainment. And well, I'm not gonna say my history, but my foundation. I'll put it that way. My foundation in entertainment. So my OnlyFans is popping. Actually, I think there's new content. I don't know if I put it up or not, but if I didn't put it up, just expect. Oh, I did put it up. New content. Selena Simone. I'll put that one in there too. It's OnlyFans. No, I'm not going to type it in there. If you can remember it, you can remember it. It's OnlyFans /. Selena Simone in the number one. Okay? And that's OnlyFans there. Oh, God. And my music, I have music coming on. I'm probably going to be releasing a new song. Oh, I love that shit. Matter of fact, let me let y'all hear it. It's a little bit. I'm going to let you hear a little bit of it because I like it so much. And I still just need to do a little bit of work on it. But I'm going to be releasing that sometime either this week or this weekend. I'm just going to let y'all hear a little snippet of it. It's very, very vulgar. It's very, very inappropriate. But y'all know what it is. I'm grown. Okay, I'm not even gonna tell you. It's called WAP Pop. Okay, I know that sounds funny, but if anyone knows what the WAP is, that's what you want, honey. That's what you want. That's what you need. That's what you gotta have, honey. Okay, just a couple minutes, guys. Okay, I mean, just so I can get it up here, and just a second, I gotta find it. I'm just gonna let y'all hear a little bit of it. Okay? It's my shit. I love it. It might not be for everybody, but I love it. It's for me. It's very, I'm warning you, it's very, very, very inappropriate.